Welcome to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and our relationship and impacts upon that environment. I'm Chris Cherniak. Nell Larson is away, and joining me is Jeff Busson. He is the Climate Program Manager with Utah Clean Energy, and they have a number of activities and events that Utah Clean Energy, and specifically Jeff with some helpers, are working on up here in Summit County in Park City, and is here to talk about all of them. Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time this morning to join us.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Well, let's start with you. You recently joined Utah Clean Energy. What is your background?
Yeah, thank you. So I am actually originally from the Chicagoland area. I went to Eastern Illinois University and graduated with a bachelor's degree in political science. And I actually graduated at the time when the economy crashed and when we went through our Great Recession. So it was a perfect time to graduate. However, I was very lucky to have great mentors as professors, and I had no idea what sustainability and environmental stewardship was all about. So thankfully, they were the ones that provided me some insight of what was out there. I am the son of blue-collar parents, and I was a first-generation college kid, so that was a big deal. But what I knew at that time at a very early age was that I wanted to do something that matters. And thankfully, one of my professors introduced me to Flagstaff, the city of Flagstaff in Arizona, and I moved my entire life out there to work for a national nonprofit organization called American Conservation Experience, which is an environmental stewardship program. So right after graduating from college, I was building trails at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, camping, working at Grand Canyon, Zion National Park, Bryce National Park, Yosemite, and worked up the ladder. And I was really proud to be involved with environmental stewardship and trail building and doing more stuff to restore habitats and restore natural forests and landscapes. But I wanted to have more of an impact and be more involved with direct climate action. So thankfully, I was exposed to the Climate Science and Solutions program at Northern Arizona University. So I got my master's there, as well as to help produce a scientific manuscript down in Patagonia, down in Argentina, communicating the impacts of climate change on land managers and the public lands down there. So over the course of 9 years, I was trying to build my resume and build my background, and that was through volunteering and working on the steering committee for the city of Flagstaff's Climate Action and Adaptation Plan, and was serving as the National Development Director, essentially raising $6 to $7 million in order for us to restore our forests down in Flagstaff, which has a very similar wildland-urban interface as Park City. And lo and behold, I got my dream job. Utah Clean Energy gave me the opportunity to become the first ever climate program manager.
Really? Okay, their first ever climate program manager. Okay, so what is your roles and responsibilities as the CPM?
Yeah, so the easiest way to describe it is half of my job is steering the Utah Climate Action Network, which is the goal of that is to facilitate collaboration among sustainability pioneers and climate action practitioners and professionals throughout the entire state of Utah. So we bring folks together in order to share resources and information in order to achieve big climate change breakthroughs or climate action breakthroughs, as well as try to leverage additional funding in order to address equity in public health and climate change. And then the other side is Summit Community Power Works, where Summit Community Power Works is essentially a program also known as SCPW, is a program that is designed to provide resources and information for residents and businesses interested in becoming more energy efficient, to reduce their carbon footprint, and to save money while doing it. And lastly, what's really interesting about climate change is that it's becoming it's coming into the forefront of our minds and our conversations, and I'm not having a lot of conversations about whether or not we're contributing to it or whether or not it exists. I'm now getting questions about what can I do? Right. What can I do in my daily lives in order to reduce my carbon footprint?
All right. Well, that's a nice self-segue into what we can do, because there's a number of programs and activities that Summit Community Power Works, your efforts, are helping to facilitate up here in Summit County in Park City. And I'm just going to go through a list of things. Let's start with the SCPW Challenge website. What is that about?
Yes. So if there's one thing that your listeners can remember from this interview and this conversation is to visit scpwchallenge.org. And this is an excellent one-stop shop, a platform designed to provide you the information and resources for you to reduce your carbon footprint and to become more energy efficient. And how you do that is you essentially log into this website and look at your current energy inventory. And that ranges from your electricity usage to natural gas usage to transportation to the kind of food that you consume to your waste, and looking at all different ways and to look at your current energy footprint and your current carbon footprint. And then step two is to identify, hey, what are some opportunities for me to reduce my carbon footprint and to save energy? So for example, I needed to study the website. So I logged on and actually did all the things to look at my energy inventory. And I rent and have this slanty shanty. It's really drafty. Right. And I immediately looked at opportunities for me to reduce my electricity usage and as well as my natural gas usage. So I went right to Home Depot, right, and I bought a bunch of LEDs, which were on sale at the time, which was fantastic. And I replaced all my bulbs, and as well as installed weather stripping and caulked, and did a lot of different things in order to strengthen my building envelope. As well as I subscribed to the Blue Sky program, because I can't have solar panels on my through Rocky Mountain Power. Yeah, so since I cannot own or install a solar system, I invested an extra $10 a month in order to submit or to support the development of new renewable energy projects throughout Summit County, Park City, and the entire state of Utah.
Okay, so the two things that resonate with me there is that, first, this isn't just about electricity. It's electricity, it's natural gas, it's fuel use, like you say, but it's also the waste we generate. Maybe it's our consumptive habits. Maybe it's the food we consume in terms of meat and other things. There's lots of opportunities where we are, let's say, inefficient.
Yes.
In other ways, so there's lots of inefficiencies that we have in our behaviors that consume a lot of fossil fuels. So this is what the website helps to first educate you on and expand your mind, and then helps you address those inefficiencies and see those opportunities. And what are you going to do? You're gonna reduce your carbon footprint and save money?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's amazing. And and I must admit, I am not perfect. I like I said, I come from the Chicagoland area, and I was raised on meat and potatoes.
Yes.
And even little things such as I'm going to eat lower down the carbon food chain and commit to eating chicken instead of red meat, or having meatless days a couple times a week, or bike to work because I have the luxury of doing that, or taking advantage of public transportation. It's really funny, Chris, because now I'm starting to think on a daily basis, what can I do? Also, something as simple as using cold water rather than using the hot water selection for my washing machine when I wash my clothes, or unplugging the microwave or that washing machine when I'm not using it, and identifying those essentially those vampire electricity loads. So there's all these different things that I never thought about that I now do moving forward to save money.
And again, that's on the scpwchallenge.org website.
Yes.
All right. We've got a few more things to get through. I really want to know what's going on, the work you're doing with the high school. What's happening there? Park City High.
Yeah. So special shout out to Megan McKenna and Galen Mooney. They're the environmental science teachers there at Park City High School. And we went over there a couple months ago and provided this idea where we would have this challenge between different classrooms. So we have 150 kids. We have six different classrooms, all working as teams, six different teams, all competing against each other to see who can take the most actions and who can reduce their carbon footprint the most. So thus far, we have all six classrooms together have committed to 200 actions. They have completed 200 actions in order to reduce their electricity usage their energy usage, as well as reduce their carbon footprint. So the wheels are already starting to turn. And I don't know about how you were in high school, but for me, I certainly wasn't thinking about my utility bills, and I wasn't thinking about energy usage at that time.
No.
So it was really fantastic and inspiring to see the wheels starting to turn and hearing conversations such as, I've been generally taking 30 to 45 minute showers. Now I'm going to take 5 minute showers. It's amazing to see the progress that we've been
30 to 45 minute
showers. 30 to 45 minute showers. Yeah.
That's a big sacrifice for kids, but these are some of the examples of things they're doing to lower their carbon footprint, their ecological footprint, because water is part of an ecological footprint. But also water is energy up here, because it takes a lot of electricity to move water around a mountain type of community up and down the hills. So they have to recognize that they're saving water, which is also precious out here, but they're saving energy in doing that. So these are some of the things they're doing, and they're competing against each other?
They are competing against each other. And a couple of other things, it's great because they've turned into essentially energy police officers, where they're communicating with their parents to see how they can reduce their energy load. Some parents have been investing in the smart thermostats, as well as replacing their fluorescent bulbs with LEDs, and looking for other opportunities, and also just turning off their furnaces now that they don't need it anymore, or they're trying to maximize the natural sunlight in order to heat up their houses, or they're shutting the blinds in order for them to reduce the load on their AC. So the wheel are really starting to turn. It's really exciting.
And some of this can be also employed at the school itself, because I know there are some students and Ms. McKenna is also working to get the school to look at their carbon footprint a little more closely and ecological footprint. And like, for example, one thing I'm trying to compel them to consider is replacing a lot of their grass-based landscape, their Kentucky bluegrass that they grow all over that campus, and put in more natural drought-tolerant species that, of course, use less water, less fertilizer. They don't have to be mowed and whacked, and less herbicides and pesticides use them. And they can be used as a source of education. Yes. So these are some of the in addition to or outside the box thinking that, again, goes to saving water, which saves energy and reduces their ecological footprint. And in this case, provides a source of education, which you're doing too. You're teaching them about their energy use.
Yes, you know? And that's a great point. And rather than dwelling on the doom and gloom, I'm trying to inspire them. I'm trying to compel them to take action through education and information. And what's so overwhelming for a lot of us is that climate action is all-encompassing. We have to review our systems and how we use energy, and everything is interrelated. So that's been really exciting to see. And right now we have a class that is in the lead with 50 actions. And if they win, we're going to be celebrating them at City Council. So Mayor Bierman is going to be recognizing them, as well as city council members, on May 30th.
Nice.
As well as we're going to have a tree planting event at the school
early
June. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Well done to the students.
Well, yeah, well done to them, and I'll try to make that. Let's go right to a Mountainlands Community Housing Trust. What are you working on with them?
Yeah, special thanks to Steve Laurent at Mountainlands Community Housing Trust. So we met with them last week, and we identified where our program priorities align. So right now, right after this interview, actually, I'm going to be meeting with maintenance workers that actually manage those properties. And so we have about 120 units comprised of renters. And what we have is we're going to be distributing these energy conservation kits that are provided for free by Park City. And we are going to go in there and actually go in there to do various things, such as replace LED light bulbs and we're going to be implementing water conservation techniques and projects, as well as weatherization techniques. And we're going to be doing a lot of different things together in order for low-income renters to save money on the utility bills. And on top of that, we are planning a community barbecue that will share information, provide more information on what we were doing and why this matters and what you can do moving forward to save money on your utility bills and just essentially implement energy savings. And on top of that, the Line Condominiums, which is about 22 units, we're going to be dispersing energy conservation kits so that homeowners can also take these actions.
Is that a plant-based barbecue?
Oh, good question.
All right. Sorry, I had to be determined. I had to get, okay, thank you.
Steak
so that's great with Mountain Lions Community Housing Trust. Just moving, continuing on, because we got about 5-10 minutes left. SCPW Solar, the Community Bulk Purchase Program. That's coming up?
That is something that folks are getting really excited about. So I was at the Green Jinx event at River Horse last week, and that was the number one question that I was getting. So my colleague Ryan Anderson is managing that program, and right now she has organized two different steering committees, one for outreach and then the other one to identify the specific solar installers and providers. So the third week of July is when that program is going to launch, and we're looking at a kickoff event potentially at the Swanna Preserve Eco Center. Mm-hmm. And third week of July, our goal is 150 solar installations. The last time we did this was Mountain Community Solar, and we did 100 discounted solar installations. So if you want to if you want to find out more information, go to scpwchallenge.org. We will be providing more information about what the discounted solar projects are looking like. And again, third week of July.
Is there any sense of, when you say a discount, what percentage discount you one person gets by participating in a bulk purchase program versus just going out on their own? Is there a general rule of thumb there?
That's a really good question. I'm sure there is, and unfortunately, I do not have that. Okay. I don't want to give you bad information.
Right.
But it essentially will be discounted, and I don't. And right now, we're still in the RFP process, so we need to collaborate with these solar installers and providers to identify what they are willing to provide as
and
far
so
as a discounted.
And so I get
rate.
It. So the program would include an installer, a company that would then agree to install the panels on your roof or backyard or et cetera. That's part of the program.
Yeah.
It's not just that the homeowner buys these panels and then has to go out and find their own installer. The installer is provided for them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's all coming up in the third week of July. Again, go to scpwchallenge.org to learn more about that program. Okay. E-bike discount. Campaign. That's something going on in Park City. What is that?
Yeah, that's another thing that's currently in development. I would go to the Park City municipality website to get more information. Right now, we're in the process of identifying e-bike providers and working with them to identify what kind of incentives, what kind of rebates, what kind of discounts they can provide for e-bike purchases. So, again, I'm kind of light on specific information. However, that will be announced sometime in June.
Okay. Well, I do know that I think there's going to be more of them available. I know there's some expansion of the e-bike racks in front of the library. I was at a meeting last week, and that was mentioned. So there's going to be more opportunities for people to use, although I'm a little ambivalent about e-bikes in general. If you're using an e-bike to kind of get around and do chores that otherwise you would get in your car and do, then perfect. That's great. But if you're using an e-bike instead of actually pedaling to explore and maybe get some exercise as a replacement of exercise, I'm a little dubious about the concept.
I hear you. That's okay. Why I like biking.
Because you know what, Jeff? If I'm pedaling, I'm using my own carbon power.
Yes.
Where if I'm using an e-bike, suddenly I'm burning coal and natural gas to push me around town, and so e-bikes. And again, great idea is this, but. But like I say, for chores and something to run to the store or the post office, to hop on your e-bike instead of driving your car, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the e-bike program. Well, following along that, electric vehicle workshops.
Yes. So on June 7th at the Park City Library, there's going to be a couple of events that are happening. So there's going to be the electric vehicle workshop, and that's going to be with the Park City Business Energy and Climate Symposium. So that is going to be more business focused. That'll be from 10:30 to 12. And then there's going to be remarks from Mayor Andy Bierman at 12 o'clock. And he's going to be talking, he's going to be discussing the current Park City climate goals, as well as providing more information regarding HB 411, the Community Renewable Energy Act.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 12:30, from 12:30 to 2, I believe, all residents are invited to participate in the community ride and drive event. And I don't know if you've tested one of these EVs, these electric vehicles, but they are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So it's an excellent opportunity for folks to get more familiar with how fantastic and fun and awesome electric vehicles are. So I would highly recommend for people to attend that event.
That's on June 7th
at
the library.
At the Park City Library. Yes.
Okay. All right, we've got a few more. Energy conservation, speaking of the library, energy conservation kits and energy detective kits. These are available at the library to take out. Yes. What would they include?
Yes, great question. So the energy detective kits is so neat. So you essentially have this thermal camera that you attach to your phone, and you're going to be able to identify where in your house, where are you leaking, where is it inefficient, so that you can make decisions and make adjustments to your building envelope to become more energy efficient. And another thing is you can also install this power strip that will actually measure your loads of kilowatt hours to see how much your appliances are using, to see, and again, to identify your inventory and to identify ways for you to purchase more energy efficient appliances or to make just minor daily decisions in your life in order to reduce your electricity load. So that's an excellent resource that you can rent out at the library.
Yeah, those thermal cameras are amazing. I've used them on my place. And it's like you say, you get an image that of heat and cold, basically. It turns heat and cold into a visual image, I guess you say it would show up on your phone or something.
Yes.
as an application on your phone. And so that's available at the library. You can take them out and then hopefully bring them back so others can use them. But it's free.
Yes.
That's what the library is about. It's a beautiful place.
And another thing that's free is these energy conservation kits. I mean, that is a value of probably $20-$25 that Park City has 200 of these kits to hand out. And obviously we want folks to fully utilize them, and it's comprised of it's going to be two LED lights as well as outlet covers. So there's an actual, like a lot of the draft that you can get within your building envelope or within your house is just at the outlets themselves. So you can put on these covers, these specific covers, in order to reduce your energy footprint.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. So free, and they're at the library? Or do I have to go to the city?
You might have to go to the city.
All right. But these are free kits. Apologies. That includes light bulbs and other things. That's a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's 200 of them. First 200.
Yes.
One per person.
Yes. One per household.
One per household. Okay. That's fair enough. Let's see. Oh, I like this. Community house power parties.
I've seen you at a couple of them.
Yes. We've had a few. At Jennifer Garner's place, as a matter of fact. And she's going to be joining the show next month to talk about specifically what she's done at her home.
Great.
To save energy. But these are opportunities for people to visit homes in the area and see what those residents have done to employ acts of energy efficiency, like you say, electricity, natural gas, water, et cetera, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so the past couple, we've had, it's been a great turnout, and they've been fun. They're
yes.
parties. So you have 30 people, mostly your friends, that come together, and you celebrate your house of what you've done in order to transition to renewables or to become more energy efficient and reduce your carbon footprint. So it's a way to celebrate folks' actions. But I also don't want to completely restrain that kind of opportunity where it only has to be what's already been accomplished. I think there's also an opportunity. So real quick, if you are interested to celebrate the actions that you have taken at your house and want to host a power party, please contact us. And it's jeff@utahcleanenergy.org. We would love to organize a power party at your house if you'd be interested. But also there's an opportunity. Hey, if you want more information or if you want to learn and get a free energy audit, we can coordinate where we have an energy efficiency expert that comes to your house and you can invite your friends to identify what actions you can take to become more energy efficient moving forward.
Right. I like to think about particularly, as I said in the introduction, it's summer, the days are longer, they're warmer eventually. And so these are really the big opportunities to use less energy because, you know, let's face it, we use a lot of electricity and natural gas during the winter time. But now things are invite themselves for us to reduce our, like, how low can we go? That yeah. should be one of the challenges. How low can you go
yes.
on your electricity use, your natural gas use? That's an interesting competition. I know people who have solar panels whose bills are, you know, virtually just the fixed fee that they have to pay every month. Or they're actually, you know, they're making money in a sense that they're putting electricity, they're gaining credits. But there's, even in the absence of solar panels, like you and myself, Jeff, and others we talked to in the studio this morning, we can get down below $20 or $15 or even $10 a month. That would be an interesting challenge, too, to try to quantify.
And it's been really fun to tap into the competitive nature of Park City and Summit County residents.
I did that. One warm day in March, I turned off all my electricity in my house. I just went to my breaker box and I shut everything off, including my refrigerator, and I was able to do that until it got cold, for about 6 hours, from noon to about, 11 to about 5. I needed no electricity.
Did you make it out all right?
I did okay. Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I went and I ran my errands and I worked out and then I came home and I read a book. Oh, shocking. And I took a nap and I stayed offline and I didn't watch, 6 hours of ESPN like I usually do. And I didn't use any electricity. And you know what? Everything was okay. It's okay. And so these are the kind of changes in behavior. Again, it cost me nothing to do this. This is just about me adapting to rely less on electricity and, in that case, natural gas.
So, well, you're tapping into my competitive nature. I want to try that.
Okay, so we got to wrap up again. First place, scpwchallenge.org. Learn about what that challenge is about all the other events and activities going on. I really do want to attend that event at the high school. You said there's a tree planting event, June 7th.
The tree planting event has not been, the date has not been set, but June 7th is the Park City Business Energy and Climate Symposium, as well as the community ride and drive event.
Okay, June 7th. All right. Mm-hmm. So again, a lot of this stuff is probably on the website to get information on.
As well as the City of Park City or Park City's municipality website.
Jeff Bousson. Climate Program Manager with Utah Clean Energy. Thank you so much for joining us this
morning. Chris, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We'll stay in touch.